In sub-Saharan Africa, antiretroviral treatment, or ART, has reduced the mortality rate among HIV-infected people by 20%. Many of the people receiving treatment who are now in their 40s are expected to live well into their 60s. Dr. Till Barninghausen of the Harvard School of Public Health says there is a need to recognize this population and their unique health issues, issues which did not exist until recently. He spoke to us via Skype.
In the lucky situation, the people HIV infected in sub-Saharan Africa live into old ages, but with this prediction comes a challenge to prepare health and social systems to adequately respond to this new population that will come into being over the coming decades.
Dr. Barninghausen says these people will have special disease burdens and their treatment will require special expertise. For instance, new clinical trials are needed to learn whether antiretroviral treatments could interfere with drugs that HIV patients might be taking for other chronic conditions, such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
In old age, this is really compounded by the fact that the physiology changes over the life course, by the fact that the ability to adhere well to treatment might become reduced in older age. So there are very specialized needs that older patients say that need to be met in older patients.
We now need to do research in those areas and to understand what the best management approaches are.
Dr. R.J. Simons is Vice President at Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation, a group committed to fighting HIV and AIDS, specifically in women and children. He says the issue of aging has emerged as a new challenge of the HIV epidemic.
We're seeing that people are developing certain types of cancers at a higher rate. The combination of HIV and the treatment for HIV is leading to higher rates of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis.
These older patients will put new demands on the healthcare system. Public health experts say that treatment services established in response to the AIDS epidemic will need to expand to address the unique health problems of the world's aging HIV/AIDS population. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.